Blog Talk Radio.
I guess you wonder where you at. This is the Get Down. Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby, get down.
Not nice.
Food is so big. Word, Lord, have mercy.
Why keep pausing like I do? Why keep pausing like I do? Why keep pausing like I do? Why keep pausing like you do? All these walls up in my jeans. You can't get up in between. You're trying to get up into me. I can teach you a couple things. Why you looking at me like I ain't give you no choice? If I count to three, then you'll be on your knees. You ever hear like Cartier? Oh,
you can't get this out of your mind.
He say he like that lappy tappy. He so goofy, call me daddy. He go stupid, he go dappy. Introduce me to his pappy. He can never live without me. I'm so real, I never capping. If he got it like that, I can take it there. Cause my
booty so big, work, Lord, have mercy.
I keep pausing like I do. I keep tossing like I do, I keep tossing like I do, I keep tossing like you do. All these holes up in my jeans, you can't get up in between. You're tryna get up in front of me, I can teach you a couple things. I keep tossing like I do, I keep tossing like I do, I keep tossing like I do, I keep tossing like you do. All these holes up in my jeans, you can't get up in between. You're tryna get up in front of me, I can teach you a couple things.
Like, how to surf a man, how to work a man. It's on purpose, I'm doing it big. Body language like Vegas Banglish, I'll educate you how to do this shit. Temporary, that's never rary, I'm necessary, yeah, I am that bitch.
You can't get this thing out of your mind.
He say he like that lappy tappy. He's so goofy, call me daddy. He go goofy, he go dappy. Introduce me to his pappy. He can never live without me. I'm so real, I never capping. If he got it like that, I can take it there. Cause my
booty so big, work,
Lord,
have mercy.
I keep tossing like I do. I keep tossing like I do. I keep tossing like I do. I keep tossing like you do. All these eyes up in my jeans. You can't get up in between. You're tryna get up into me. I can teach you a couple things. I keep tossing like I do. I keep tossing like I do. I keep tossing like I do. I keep tossing like you do.
Baby, teach me a couple things. Teach me a couple things. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Get Down. I am your humble host, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. And of course, like always, man, I've got this guy riding with me, man. I don't know if y'all know him or not, but let me break out a few things for you. He's a dark knight, Mr. DSP, Poet Laureate. I could go on and on with his accolades, but I will simply allow him to speak on his own behalf. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you J. Rob the Wise Son, my brother.
What's happening, Van Meadows? How are you making out this evening, sir?
Man, I am making out great, man. Just great, man. How about yourself?
Listen, it's another good day. It's another good day. Tonight is kind of different because I'm calling from the Midwest, and I'm in St. Louis, Missouri with the Prince Hall Shriners. Shout out to my entire Prince Hall family. We've been out here for the last 7 days doing God's work, having a phenomenal time. I was just, before the show, I was just at the top of the arch. Post those on Facebook. You'll see them later. I was at the top of the arch. And, you know, it was cool. This was absolutely great. Some things didn't go my way, but that's all right because God says I know better. So whatever didn't go my way, that's the way God meant it, because, like, that's not for you. But overall, this was a great experience. We did a lot of community service. A lot.
That's awesome, bro.
And gave away some that great scholarships,
awesome.
Man. We did an HBCU thing where we gave out enough money to pay for 2 years of college for 40 students. So at least 40, I think. And that was something that warmed my heart because one of those schools was Lincoln University where I went to college. Shout out to LU. And this was just an overall good experience. So I'm calling you from St. Louis inside my car because my hotel won't have good Wi-Fi. So we're going to make the get down what it do. You dig?
Yes, sir. I dig. I dig.
You know how we love this thing, man. So here we are, man. And it's good to be in the co-pilot seat next to my brother once again. Can't wait to hear it. Can't wait to hear the poets. I wish I could have tuned into Epiphany earlier this week, and please, poets, I apologize, but this shrine thing, it's kind of hard to get away once you're in the clip of it, with some things not ending till 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, so, and you're back at it at 9 o'clock in the morning, so it's kind of hard, and I hope you'll forgive me for not being able to tag into your shows where I would love to. So, all that is being said,
so
man,
good.
It's time for the get down, baby.
So good, man. Absolutely. Now, y'all see why I couldn't give him all of the accolades, man. He had some more coming. This man is a pillar in his community, and he represents so many great things, and he means a lot to so many people, especially young men he mentors. So, J-Rob, we thank you, brother, for your unselfish nature to be able to give back to your communities like you do. So we salute you, bro.
Ah, my man, thank you so much, man. I appreciate you, bro. Thank you. Thank you and thank you.
Absolutely.
So enough
absolutely.
About me, man. Enough about
yeah.
me. What we doing, man? What are we doing? What are we
Amen.
Doing?
Amen, listen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening in online, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And when you get here, please press 1. If you're already here and you have not done so yet, press 1. Because tonight, we got some stuff going on tonight. And we want to give a shout-out to our illustrious CEO, none other than author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas, because this show happens to be sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw?
Raw.
Come on,
I got
mine. You got yours?
I got mine, man. Folks, y'all need to get up on these. Oof, you need to get up on these. Yeah, man.
And
yeah, man.
And Arthur Larry Maddox happens to be the CEO of Raw Links. But I'm just going to tell y'all and put it out there, man. He done put out these Wakanda joints. Woo-wee. With the Black Panther claws? Oh, man.
Really?
I'm telling y'all right
That's
now.
That's the new joint, huh?
That's the new joints. I'm telling y'all right now, man. Y'all had better hop on board with these things and get y'all some Raw Links. I'm just saying. So, yo, tonight, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, J-Rod, will you let the people know what we got popping off here on the Get Down tonight?
Listen, folks, the question that should come up tonight, more than anything else, I want y'all to think about something. If you're a poet, I ain't going to say a real poet. You got the Nikki Giovanni, the Gwendolyn Brookses, the Maya Angelos, the James Baldwin, the Paul Ernst Dunbars. My question and Van's question tonight would be, who would you like to have dinner with poetically? Who? I don't care. Just who? Van don't care. Just who? Who would you love to sit down and have dinner with poetically if the opportunity presented itself? Because back in the day, we used to ask questions like, well, if there's anyone in history that you could have dinner with, who would you be? Everyone was like, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Martin Luther King, Jesus, Jesus. Well, we're going to twist that around. Who would you like to have dinner with poetically? That's what me and Van want to know tonight. No, that's what we want to know tonight. You know, Van, since that question is up for grabs, let me just ask you, who would you have dinner with poetically if an opportunity presented itself?
Man, that young lady, I just played her daggone song. What you mean? What you mean? You hear the way she sing? You see the way she looks? I'm poetically trying to have dinner with her. You dig?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No arguments there, baby boy. No arguments there.
My man. But in all seriousness, I'm trying to have dinner with a tribe, bro. Trying to have dinner with a tribe.
Okay. A tribe. Well, check this out. I'm of the opinion that you wrote about that tribe. And if you wrote about that tribe, you know what? Tell the people what that tribe is and get on down.
My brother. Before we sit down and enjoy this feast, let me start by saying my piece. I'm honored that you all have accepted my invitation to sup and dine with me in regal fashion. I have selected a few of you to partake in knowledge, enlightenment, and nourishment because I'm curious about what you meant when you stated and fought for the civil rights of our people to be treated equal. So my ancestors, let me start by understanding what it was like in our motherland before you were displaced in what would become Graceland, stolen royalty from among great kings and queens to be sold into slavery for money green, just to watch from heaven at what we've become, tears and the pain they come from. Each time it rains with great gusts of wind, your sacrifice comes at what end? We've made strides as a people, some good and some bad, but the ugly is that slavery looks different. Today, amidst some fashion fads, the trends to support each other, overshadowed by the senseless murders of our sisters and brothers, usually by our own kind. I wish before dessert come that I can have another piece of your mind, by any means necessary. Free at last. But our skin color hunts us like a mercenary. Malcolm, how's your salad? Martin, I know you hear the love ballads. Frederick, I learned how to read, but I still don't feel free. Rosa, thank you for your diligence and refusing to give up your seat, see. Because of you, our ancestors, we can fight without blindness. Paul, I admired when you said, with our short sight, we affect to take a comprehensive view of eternity. Our horizon is the universe. Before we conclude this meal and disperse to the unnamed ancestors who have hung from trees like spectacles, I pray we can change and do what some of you were afraid to do and become respectable. I wish I knew why you chose death for heaven and the sky. Chadwick, as the Black Panther, you said, I will not abandon someone to die when I have the means to save his life. Thank you for your sacrifice. an epic portrayal to remind us of our responsibilities with this life owed to our ancestors. Ibambe! 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 Ashe, ashe, ashe. Poem.
I'm really digging this. I love the historical context that you put into this. You put some names in here that didn't write poetry but had significant marks in history. And I dug how you blended this all together like we were all having a chance to sit down at the same table as one tribe. Because the thing about having dinner with a multitude of people, that's a spiritual thing. Hence prayer, blessing the food, that's a spiritual thing. In most cases, we hold hands, and before we learn to use utensils with our hands because it made the spirituality of the blessing of the food even that much more tighter. So I dig this. Free at last, but our skin color haunts us like a mercenary. With our short sight, we affect to take comprehensive view of our eternity because our horizon is the universe. And I pray that we can change and do some of what you said you were afraid to do and became respectable. I wish I knew why you chose death for heaven instead of the sky. Man, that's powerful.
Thank you, my brother.
That's powerful, and I'm not lying to you. That line is going to come up again. It's something that I write within the next few days. And the other part of the equation is, I know we had this show coming up, but I have not written anything this entire time until today for this show. Mm. And in reading this piece, it brings about the spirituality of what I was talking about earlier, because we're kindred spirits in that light with respect to how we put our pieces together for this evening. So salute to you, and salute to you with this piece. Salute, salute, salute. I enjoy it.
My brother. It's my pleasure, bro. I enjoy topics like this that really stretches me, because I had to go someplace different to write this. And enough about me, bro. I'm dying to hear what you wrote. And I'm dying to hear who it is that you want to have dinner with.
You know, there's a few people in history that if an opportunity presented itself, I would love to sit down with. So let me give it to you like this. You know, when I was young, this poetry thing was like a spring fling, something that I could do for a few, but who knew? Loving it this much would be something else. I mean, I wish I could have done this from the beginning just to hear me, but sometimes I wish. I wish I could sit down with my all-time greats and poetically escape and dive into a lake of words just to have a chance to share these thoughts trapped in between the lines of my mind's eye, just to get their opinion of what they thought of me and my poetry. You know, I would share I Am American views with Langston Hughes and sweet verbal hooks with Gwendolyn Brooks. Ask, why do we do what we do to one another and making a mockery of us verbally? Ask us, why do we treat each other as enemies and figurines as if we didn't know? You know that I am nobody's nigger, but you are also not your nigger and Negro. But don't you know that I ask questions over smothered goodness, and I try to figure out why we deny our greatness, when our greatness should never be questioned. I wonder why any of them would even ask about our progress, or the lack thereof, or suggest that the mail room of prayers still has boxes of unanswered letters in the mail. Then I would just sit back and watch. I would watch grown folks talk and soak it all in before I begin to bring paper to pen once again and ask if poetry was my friend again. And then I'd sit back and I'd wonder, if they only came because of me? Or do they really enjoy my poetry? You know, it doesn't even matter, because my prayers have been answered. And because of all of them, I'm freed. I am a freed, caged bird, ready to poetically sing again. I am free to be me. I am free to humbly put pen to paper and ask the poetry gods, check this out. I am free to let it loose, to give birth to something that I had no idea would ever come forth from these hands. I am free to look at every single one of them who came before me, who are my closest persons to me. I am free to listen to new poetry, thoughts, and concepts, and be able to rationalize that this dinner is not just the only thing that made me full. This dinner is spiritual. These poets have fed me. These poets have helped me. These poets have done things for me that I didn't know was in the recipe. I never knew that they were there to take care of me. And who knew that I would be sipping soup so passionately from the hands of other authors and people who did something for me and told me to keep writing my poetry.
Yo, my brother, my brother. This is an amazing piece, man. Amazing piece from J. Rob the Wise Son, y'all. Y'all hear this, man. He said he hadn't had a chance to write nothing in a few days, and he comes up with this. If I may point out, but sometimes I wish I could sit down with my all-time greats and poetically escape and dive into a lake of words just to have a chance to share these thoughts trapped between the lines of my mind's eye, just to get their opinion of what they thought of me and my poetry. Yo, you know how dope that line is, man, that stands. You know how dope that is, bro? To be able to describe the very essence and presence of you wanting to be in their midst, just to hear them tell you how good your poetry is and how good you are. Because, brother, that's what they would say. That is what they would utter. And after they heard something like this, they'd be like, man, you the real deal. And I would just like to be a fly on the wall at that table when they tell you and give you those accolades out of their own mouths, so that they too can trapped in between the lines of your mind's eye. And, dude, I ain't going to lie to you, bro. That lake of words, you definitely going to hear that again, for sure.
Nice. Well, I'm humble for this, because this took me someplace, and it felt real good being able to let go.
Yeah.
And in being able to let go, I was able to say, you know what, this right here, oh, yeah, because I've listened to James Baldwin on television. I've listened to Gwendolyn Brooks. I've listened to Maya Angelou. I've listened to Toni Morrison. I've listened to Langston Hughes' recordings. I've listened to Kamal Dawood. I've listened to Salam AC. I've listened to Ballistic. I've listened to Masterpiece Poet. And it would be dope to be at a table with all these poets.
Yeah, man.
And just sit back and watch them talk, man. And listen to somebody like a Langston Hughes hold court, and have them with their point of view of what America was when they were young versus what we're going through now. And I can just imagine someone like Langston Hughes saying, so help me out, y'all still ain't made no progress.
Right.
And Paul Lawrence Dunbar say, hold up. They still killing us and getting away with it?
Yeah, and getting away with it. Yeah.
And James Baldwin saying,
wow.
So y'all still don't love each other?
Yeah.
You know, sometimes contemporary poets use the N-word a lot, and that's when James would be like, uh-uh, I am not your Negro, and don't ever use that N-word around me.
Right. Bro. Hey, man, it's giving me some ideas for next year. Y'all go to the event page. Let us know how y'all feel about this. What if next year we took a true literary perspective to poetry and start pulling out some of these books by some of these greats that have passed before us and taking a poetic perspective on their books? For example, somebody take a chapter out of Roots, Alex Haley's Roots, and bring that poetically. Oh, man. Y'all go to the page. And let us know what you think about that, because there's a lot of books out there, man, that we could take a poetic perspective on. So y'all go to the event page and let us know how you feel about that. Me and Jay gonna we'll put it together for next year, the Get Down for 2023, and take a true poetry literary perspective on some of the created works of arts that have already been done by these greats.
Yeah.
So be on the lookout for that. Make sure, man, make sure y'all go to the event page. Y'all got to help us out here. But I don't know about you, Jay, but I'm ready to hear from these dynamic poets this evening. I'm ready to be enthralled by exactly what they're going to say.
Listen, bro, I am so hyped. I can't wait to hear what they got to talk about. I can't wait to hear who is going to spark something from us. I'm ready to be inspired, man.
Let's go ahead and let's get to it, man. Let's go ahead. Let's open up this first mic. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you one half of the Erotic Love Zone. Ladies and gentlemen, Epiphany Zone. She is Miss VIP. Welcome to the Get Down. Miss VIP, you muted.
Hello, Van. Hey, J-Rob. How are you?
Hey,
VIP, it's been a minute, girl. I ain't heard your voice since July. How you doing, girl?
I'm fine. How are you?
No. I ask you what you look like. I already know that. What's going on?
Hello, bro.
I'm hanging in there. How about you?
I'm fine. How are you?
All right.
I know I'm talking from inside of a car, but can you hear me clearly, baby?
I sure can.
That's what's up, baby. That's what's up. So, hey, Van, talk to Ms. VIP for a second. I just want to listen to that voice some more, brother.
Hey, absolutely. Ms. VIP, so, you know, given the topic of the evening, the topic at hand, we're talking about dinner. We're talking about dinner, but not just dinner. Like, what's your favorite dinner to put on a plate? What's your favorite dinner to put on a plate?
I would say candied sweets, macaroni and cheese, and some roasted chicken, and some spinach or broccoli or some greens. That sounds good.
Now imagine you sitting down with that plate amongst the poetic person that you'd like, whoever you would have dinner with poetically.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You ready to get
on
down?
Mm-hmm. I sure am.
Well, get on down.
Thank you. To speak to Elizabeth Barrett Browning, just to break bread for a couple of days, I would swoon to hear the sonnet, "How do I love thee? Let me count the ways." She was so in love with her husband, she wrote a book of poetry. Just to hear her speak of her love and spending the rest of her life with a man who captured her heart, knowing he felt the same way about her, Most people dream of that kind of love. She loved him to the depth, breadth, and height her soul could reach when feeling out of sight. She loved him freely with all the smiles, tears of all her life. Yet, the inevitable happened. She died. I would have loved to have seen the happiness and love on her face. It's obvious by her poetry, her husband and her heart took all space. I may not ever know of the breath. I can only dream, hope to experience it with my spouse. Her last line, I shall but love thee better after death, means love transcends time. Our conversation will be amazing. She'll recite another piece, I'll recite mine, and it will be beautiful, and that's that piece.
Wow. Wow. I'll recite out of mine, and it will be beautiful. And that's that piece.
Yeah.
A beautiful piece of poetry it is.
Thank you. I don't
want to say was, because was is past, and this is fresh and present. So a beautiful piece of poetry it certainly is, Ms. VIP.
Mm.
Thank you.
I appreciate it.
I've been that dynamite ink for us. Why, son?
I think she's showing off, man. Like, you don't get to hear her voice for a couple of months, and then she come in here, and she dropped this in your lap like, oh, yeah. Yeah, I know y'all been missing me, but this is for you. And this is just a piece of poetry that someone took their time to give. And it's a quick jib with a nice story about someone writing poetry to someone that they love, and this is what comes out from that love. Yeah, she's showing off. And it's funny because sometimes she's like, I don't have no poetry to what y'all talking about. And another time she comes up with something this exquisite.
Right.
This is, she be feeding us, and she be playing around, but she be feeding us some of this poetry, and it comes out like, wow. So I'm going to stick with thank you. I'm going to stick to thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
This is some good food right here. This is some good food right here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, let me congratulate you on your show last night. And y'all, they was talking about all types of wetness there. I'm just going to let you know, if you did, you need this archive. Oh. It was all kinds of wet going on up in there. That's all I'm going to say. That's all I'm going to say. Missed it. Get the archives, because who? But before we get you over to the Get Down Dance Floor, if you don't mind, would you please let everybody know what you got going on Epiphany Radio?
I sure will. Every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, my beautiful diva, La Pro Negra, and I are in the erotic love zone. Now, you're going to ask her about the topics, because I'm not repeating those. But anyway, y'all come on out and have some fun with us, because it's guaranteed to take your socks off and everything else if you want to. All right,
everything
now. So y'all join us.
My Lord. It just got a few degrees hotter up in here.
Just a few.
My goodness. All right, well, get on over to that Get Down Dance Floor. Stick around. Get this party started. You know, you're the first one out there to, you know, I don't know if you're going two-step. You might even want a Tootsie Roll out there. Hey, watch out there.
I might have to do a little cha-cha. That's all right.
Oof.
Do the cha-cha, baby. Do that cha-cha, baby.
That's for real, the poet was saying. Mm-hmm, yeah. But get on over there and enjoy yourself. One love, one mic. That is Ms. VIP. Catch her next Wednesday in the Erotic Love Zone. My gracious. Whew. This how we're going to start the night, Jay? This is how we're going to start the night.
Listen. This is what we're doing. All right? This is what we're doing, man.
Okay. Mm. All right. Mm. Well, let's see who we got next, man. Let's see who we got next. Next up on the mic, y'all. Jay, are you ready? You ready?
I'm so ready.
We got Miss Lips. Hey, Miss Lips.
Hey there, guys. The sexiest man of Epiphany. What's going on?
Ooh, Lord. Girl, you come here talking like that.
I haven't been here yet. It's just Vail.
And
don't even
you hear
start
this
it.
Guy. You hear this guy? Do you hear this guy?
Wow.
y'all hear him, right?
I do not see.
I got the best of all things with the two of y'all. I got the sexy caramel and the deep chocolate.
Ooh, baby.
Well, I ain't deep
Watch
chocolate,
there now.
But I'm good chocolate, baby.
Yes.
I get your sweet tooth diabetes. Don't fuck with me.
Well, let me just say, because I told somebody this the other day and they bust out laughing. I told a young lady, she said we was going over skin tone, and I told her, I said, well, in light of those who have, you know, diabetes, I said, from now on, I'll just be diet butterscotch.
Okay. I ain't got nothing to say about butterscotch.
Well, you bet not. But J-Rob, you talk to Miss Lips, because I'm just going to sit here and just
mm-hmm.
You talk to Miss Lips.
Yeah, you, Miss Lips.
Yes, baby.
I ain't got a whole lot to say about what my distinguished co-host has spoken on.
Uh-huh.
However, I do have a question.
Okay.
If an opportunity presented itself for you to have dinner with anyone poetically, if you have that thought process already written down, baby, go ahead and get on down.
Okay. My piece is in tribute to Maya Angelou, and it's called Marguerite. She opened her mouth and wisdom fell out. Spoke constant life into the universe. Her presence added calm, and her mere existence made us all better. Her earthly flame has been snuffed, but her words will live on throughout generations. She taught me that beauty was carried in my stride and not in the eyes of those who saw me. That I am beautiful just because I exist, and no one can take that away from me. She gave me strength to see the blessings in my brokenness, and that you are only defeated if you allow yourself to remain down. 86 years, 3 weeks, and 3 days, she traveled this earthly plane, and she never faded. She was strong to the end. She sat as equals with presidents and kings, yet she remained humble. The greatest minds of the past decades quote her words, yet she never finished formal schooling. Never was she present in the classrooms of the theologists, yet she preached the gospel just by being she. Her life was a shining example of how we are not defined by circumstance. So rise, Marguerite. Go home to your reward. Your legacy lives on in the hearts of many, and your words will live on for generations. And that's that piece.
Why, son?
I dig this. Reason number one, you chose a lady who I had followed, and I saw a video tribute to her some time ago. And I also dug this because who would have thought 20-some-odd years later that I would be invited to join an organization that she was a proud member of and invited James Baldwin to on a regular basis, called the Harlem Writers Guild. So choosing this to write about Marguerite and doing this piece warms my heart in a different kind of way. And I loved it from beginning to end. This was that wine that you're supposed to have at dinner time over a good meal. And I loved it. Thoroughly, thoroughly loved it. And, man, you noticed? You noticed, man? This wasn't on some real sexy shit. This was some...
I noticed.
Let me write my name along your skin tone. This was really pretty, though.
I noticed. This was... I love Maya Angelou. Right? I love her. I love everything she stood for. I love everything that she wrote about. I genuinely loved her as a person. All of the accolades that you outlined in your piece, very well deserving. But once you said how long she walked the earth, that was a true tribute. Because you took time to write about how long she was here, how long she blessed us, how long she graced us, how long she inspired us with her poetry. And I love what you did with this piece. So I salute you and kudos to you for writing this exquisite piece of poetry.
Thank you so much. You know, today, a tough day. Today would have been 80 years since she left. So giving tribute to the ancestors was important for me today.
Nice.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love that. Man. Well, Ms. Lips, we thank you for prescribing that. We thank you for sharing it. We thank you for wanting to pay tribute to a fallen ancestor. So
thank
we're going to send you an over. You're welcome. We're going to send you an over to the Get Down dance floor so that you can, too, join the dancing party that's going on over there. Right now, Ms. VIP is the only one doing it, so the band is just playing whatever she needs so she can keep getting a groove on. Now you go join her. All right?
I'm going to go over there and two-step on with her.
I know that's right. I know that's right. All right.
Ain't
love,
nothing
one
wrong with a good two-step.
That's
not
right.
At all. One love, one mic.
All right,
ladies,
guys. One love, one mic.
On her way to the Get Down dance floor, that is Lisa Lips. Whew. Man.
That was a heavy piece. I like that.
Yeah, man. Without question, tonight is going, this poetry tonight, man, is, oh, man. The tribute so far is amazing. And we're going to keep this party going. We're going to bring in the other half host of the Erotic Love Zone, but also the host of Poetic Therapy, Epiphany's Own, La Pearl, La Negra. Hey, Danielle.
Hey, Van. Hey, J-Rob. So far away.
Well,
how y'all doing?
Well done, I'm good now.
Good now? That's what's up. It's nice to hear your voice.
It is good to be heard. And it is good to be heard. So thank you, and thank you for that.
You're welcome, darling. I'm loving this show. The poetry is amazing. I'm going to use Van's word he stopped using for a minute. Phenomenal. Y'all got, man, y'all going in. Really awesome.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you. Everyone is going in. I mean, this is one of those type of shows, man, where you are free to write, and I think that's what is amazing and phenomenally dope, is that you're free to write
absolutely
to the person that you want to have dinner with poetically. And it's just like, you know, we never know how these things are going to go. I know when I was writing my piece today, I was just like, man, this has got me someplace else right now. Tonight, I'm someplace else tonight. I have to be honest. I'm someplace else.
I hear you. Well, I'm going to tell y'all
something. I'm not even mad at that.
I'm going to tell y'all something. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say tonight I'm doing some dope songs, but I'm also posting poets who are part of the tribe of poetry that make up what Vane and I talked about when it came to the show. So I hope y'all enjoy this.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I know we will. But I got to tell y'all something. I went into a panic. And I'm so glad that I was not the first mic to be open, because not only did I wait till the last minute to write something, I mean literally like maybe 20 minutes before the show started, I started writing. And I'm sitting here, I'm listening to y'all, right, enjoying the poetry. And I went in my tablet where I store a lot of my pieces to make some space for things that I would just, you know, like jot down as reminders and stuff. I said, let me make some space because it's getting crowded in here. And didn't I erase my piece? I deleted my piece.
Goodness. Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, no. So I just now finished writing another one. I was like,
oh wow.
My God, you got to be kidding. Lord, what you trying to tell me? Oh, my God. Seriously, I started sweating. Oh boy, almost started crying. I said, "I'm getting ready to hang up. I can't do this." I'm crying for my hair. Well, oh my God!
I'm glad you didn't hang up. I'm glad you were obedient. You just wrote another piece, because I'm sure what you wrote is amazing. And me and J-Rob won't get out the way, because we got to hear what you wrote. And who is it that you want to have dinner with poetically? And go ahead and get on down.
All right, thank you. This is called A Taste with Maya. I would love to have dinner with Maya Angelou, just to feel her energy and hear her voice of wisdom. I would tell her how I held my head high when I found me, because I fell in love with the hue of my brown skin, the fullness of my lips and the sway of my hips, how the tangles of my crown would fall and lay down to caress my shoulders when the wind whisked through it, to tell her she's my idol for the strength her words helped me to see within myself and tap into the phenomenal woman I'd become. I would talk to her about the similar things of my situations and that they were really real in this life. To use my tears to cleanse, and I'd never hide my smile again. And there was never anything difficult uttered from her lips. She always spoke with simplicity through her lyrics, like being a rainbow in someone's cloud. As I am a light worker and giver, I love that the most. I would love to have dinner with Maya Angelou, just to be in her presence. And surprisingly, I wouldn't have a lot to say, but to simply tell her, thank you.
That's that piece.
Wow. Wow,
all
son.
Right. Whew, I see a whole lot of Maya Angelou influences in the building this evening, Van. Okay,
yes,
I see that. And you know what that's called? That's called
what?
Impact.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Touches you so much. You have impact. Your poetry or their poetry has impact. And you're like, this is what's up. That's impact. That's poetry. And that was beautiful. What do you
think,
Van?
I agree. Let me tell you something, man. When you write and you write certain lines in your pieces and you recite them, and you hear it. And when someone catches it and they say, La Pearl at Negra, when you said that if you were to have dinner with Maya Angelou, there wouldn't be a whole lot that you would say, a whole lot that you would have to ask. But just to be in the presence of her.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. And then when you said, the simplicity in her lyrics. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, my God. If you ever read a Maya Angelou poem, she is one of the simplest writers that makes you understand, and the sincerity in her words.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Dynamite piece. Dynamite.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh. Before we before we get you over to the Get Down dance floor with Miss Lips, Miss VIP, can you let everybody know what you got going on here in Epiphany?
Sure, sure. Okay, so ladies and gentlemen, I'm gonna tell y'all what I'm doing. First, I'm gonna get to you the shows. Okay. Alternating Saturday nights with Poetic, I am the host of Poetic Therapy. Okay, and that's a place where you can come and release some mental stress through some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation. Now, every Wednesday night, I am one half host of the Erotic Love Zone. And I want y'all to play a game with me, okay? I've come up with some little, I don't know, lines and names for the days of the week. And this is going to go on every week for the next 5 weeks. Now, we're going to do this on Wednesday nights, but we're going to pick the night that we're going to write about. And the names that I've given the days of the week are Moan for Me Monday, Make Me Moan Monday, Taste Me Tuesday, and as you can see, whoever called in and enjoyed last night, it was Wet'em Wednesday. Thursday night is called Throat Me Thursday. Friday is Freaky Friday. I'll just be creative. Saturday is Slut Me Out Saturday. And Sunday is Succulent Sunday. And I will explain to you every one of those little lists of words on the show, okay? I might put it in a description in the event page, but y'all pretty much figure out where I'm going with this. I mean, they speak for themselves, you know? So for Friday, that's just be creative. Do what you're going to do, okay? But the rest of them, yeah, I think y'all can understand. So y'all come on by Wednesday night for sure and get caught up in the Erotic Love Zone. Back to you, gentlemen.
Damn.
Thank you for that time. It was a splash party last night, y'all.
Yeah. What? J-Rob. J-Rob. Bro, they was being so nasty. I was just a spectator just listening, but they was nasty, bro. It was all wet everywhere. Hey, I didn't ask you. I ain't ask you nothing, Danielle. I'm talking to J-Rob. I ain't ask you nothing. Bro.
Yeah. Bro.
Spectator. It was extremely wet, bro. Oh, God. Yeah, I was a spectator.
Spectator, but participator.
I don't know about that one. Y'all got to listen to the show and let me know what y'all think.
Yeah, y'all listen to the show. Okay.
Yeah.
And you can hear all the participants that were slipping and sliding. Yeah.
Yeah, y'all just let me know. Yeah.
Wow.
It was going down, bro. It was going down.
Yeah. Wow.
LaPearl Lanetta. Thank you so much.
He was on some Kevin Hart stuff talking about it's about to go down.
It went down for sure. Thank you.
Coming out, it was going in, it was going left, it was going right. Bro, it was going everywhere.
Oh,
Clint Eastwood reference, y'all. Some of y'all will remember that. Some of y'all won't. But yeah, bro, that's what it was, bro. That's what it was. It was on fire. It was on fire over there. Fire. But all that wetness that came through there was putting out the flame. And it was just getting drenched and soaked. Whew. All right.
Wow. Must be nice.
Go ahead and get on over there to that dance floor. Ladies and gentlemen, check her out this coming Saturday. And then again on Wednesday. Man, one love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
That is La Pearl La Negra, J-Rob, bro. When I tell you it was going down, it was going down, bro. Whew.
Nice.
All right. All right. Let's keep this party going. Let's go to the next part. We have on the mic none other than Amelia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen. Hey, Amelia.
Good evening, King.
Very good evening.
Good evening, good evening.
Very good
Welcome
evening.
Welcome to Get Down.
Thank you.
Amelia, listen. Since I'm in a galaxy far, far away, I hope you're hearing me very clearly. And with that being what it is, let me give you something. You know tonight is the night that we're going to talk about poets that we would love to have a sit-down dinner with, poetically speaking. If you have somebody in your circle that fits that description, please step to the microphone. Tell us who they are and get on down.
Well, like Van, I want to bring a tribe. This poem is called Banquet Dinner with the Poet. Allow me to create a banquet dinner for all of my most favorite poets who I value and appreciate across. First to be seated would be King David. I would explain to him how much I truly valued and respected all his Psalms and how Psalms 91 touched my heart and soul in a very profound way. How deeply his poetry, psalm, still continues to uplift and blesses so many, not just me. Exactly. What was his thoughts on his family lineage connecting to Jesus, our Lord and Savior? Second would be Emily Dickerson. I would ask her why she never married. I'd explain how she was a early role model of mine and how much I truly love her poetry. Explain how I began reading his poetry at age 8 and how he inspired me to become a poet. I'd ask what made him decide to write the horror suspense poetry. Then would be W.E.B. Du Bois. I'd explain how his literary expressions are still valued in today's world over 100 years later. I would explain how much he has impacted our black folks of today. I'd explain how much he touched so many across the decades profoundly. My question to him would be, when he sat down to write his phenomenal works of art in the literary realm, did he have any idea how much he would empower and strengthen folks for so many generations to come? Next would be Langston Hughes. Say to him how truly exquisite all his writings have been to me. My most favorite is Harlem Night Song. And when I was blessed to have actually made it to Harlem, that I could feel the beauty and grace of his expression very deeply. My question to him would be, did he ever feel the weight of his heart's ink as he penned all of his classic poetry? I met her as a young child. She was and has always been my idol and my queen of poetic expression. I'd ask her who was her favorite poet and poem of hers, and what was it like to perform for presidents and kings. I'd tell her she truly was my poetic mother. I would invite all of my contemporary poetry friends from across the nation to gather at one extraordinary banquet to enjoy delicious food and sweet conversations with each one. In attendance would be far too many to name, but are some of the most phenomenal and exquisite poets that this age of poetry and literature has. Early morning hours of the next day, as we are exiting the event, you would hear a chorus of One Love, One Mic, Musings of Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen. End piece.
I like this.
Yo. Man. Yeah, this was something else, Jay. It's definitely something else. Emily Dickinson, Edgar Allan Poe. Edgar Allan Poe is for a different time. Like, that man wrote some brilliant pieces of poetry. Some brilliant work. Maya Angelou, again, Maya Angelou has a lot of influences on all of us. You said a lot of names in there. That's it, man. This was really, really nice writing. I really enjoyed this piece, and what a tribe you brought to have dinner with. So thank you for that.
I totally agree. I like how you put this together. It was nicely done, slow and methodical. You thought this out very well, who you would invite to the table and as to why. The questions that you brought forward to them, how you described what this situation is going to look like. This was situational poetry, and it was done extremely well. I like this. I really, really, really like this and what you did to it.
I truly appreciate y'all's comments, and I'm so glad y'all enjoyed it and appreciated it. And, of course, y'all would be a part of that banquet.
Appreciate you.
That would be.
I'm going to send you an over to the Get Down dance floor so that you can go ahead and dance a little hard out. Stick around and enjoy the rest of the show, all right?
Most certainly. One love, one mic. God bless both of you and continued successes.
Thank you. God bless
you
as well.
Thank you so much.
Man.
Tiffany Radio.
Welcome back. You're tuned into Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight is the Get Down with your host, Van Meadows, and J. Rob, the Wise Son. If you're listening in online, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. Come on in. Go ahead, press 1. We're not going to bite. But we'd love to hear what you have to say tonight and who exactly you be taking to dinner poetically. So, J-Rob, how you feeling, bro?
Hey, man. It don't even feel like I'm sitting in the car. It feels like I'm just sitting right next to my brother like we usually do, doing what we usually do.
I'm
great.
Is.
How are you?
Oh, man. Hey, man, I am phenomenal, man. I am digging the vibe of tonight's show. You know, it's got me in a different place, you know. As I said earlier, you know, the poetry, just everyone giving tributes to who they would have at dinner. You know, I couldn't just pick just one person. There's so many questions that I have that I would ask. So, but we're not going to go back and hash that up. We're going to bring in another poet who desires to have dinner with someone poetically. So we're going to bring in Epiphany's own host of Tuesday night, Mr. Tuesday Nights. Ladies and gentlemen, we give you Iron Man, a.k.a. Mojave. Welcome to the Get Down, my brother.
Gentlemen, how are you?
What's buzzing, cousin?
How you
What's
feeling,
What's happening,
man?
Captain?
Hey, man. I'm just trying to live sucker free in a world full of lollipops. You know what I mean, man?
I feel you. I'm just a squirrel in your world, trying to get a nut and bust one.
Listen, bro, I'm just trying to be the music to your tune, brother, just so I can make the whole world feel special every time you speak. That's what I'm trying to be.
You know what? I don't have any reply for that. No. Zero. So, yeah. So, we were talking about what happened yesterday. And so Van in here talked about, oh, we slipped his slide. He made the reason for a lot of slipping his slide. I've had to follow your lead, sir. That's what happened. That's what went down. You put the mopping glow on the floor. That's all I'm going to say. It was real. It was real wet and shiny. When we got over there. You know what I'm saying?
You
know.
You ain't got to do it.
You know what I'm saying? Roller skin with no roller skin. He's doing some risky business. Just taking the old records off the shelf.
My man. J-Rod, talk to your cousin, bro. Talk to your cousin, bro.
Listen, cousin. Check this out, man. You've been in the poetry game for a minute. Inspirations. Besides the people that, besides being an inspiration yourself.
That's a lot.
So, no. I've had conversations with people. I know from which I speak. So, dig this. Tonight, Van and I would love to know, who would Mojave love to have dinner with poetically? And address that. And we would like for you to address that.
Okay. I could try. But
okay. I like how you try. So we're going to let you do your thing and get on down.
I'm just going to say that, for the record, I can't have dinner with the person that I want to have dinner with. But things being as they are, or what they were, you know, instead of giving you a certain amount of platitudes, I would tell you that I will make some concessions. So in lieu of having dinner, which I know I cannot do, I will tell you what I can't do.
Get on down.
I confess, I love making that motherfucker mad. Him not knowing the way your smile is because of me and the way that you do. I confess that the sound of your voice activates this libidinous lechery. This demonous debauchery makes blood rush to places unseen. I confess that I dream of you the way I would. Put my mouth on you, on the south of you. Look for the moisture to feed my thirst. Suckle what rivers you have to offer, since you are pleasured first. I confessed that I want you. Like parched earth needs rain, like moon and sun are the day to night to explain, like how your saliva is arousal applied to my skin causes me to harden as I dig in your garden, planting what surely is a plan for the future. I came around, sticking with the sounds of quiet, a riot underneath my waist, imagining what it would be like if you took a taste. I know that you would. Not failing, making me come until your lips are overrun, never failing to lick up every drop. How you wouldn't stop. My breath leaving me, you seizing me, emptying my well, drinking from my cup. I confess that I don't ever want to get married again, but for you, I will. Still. Love you like the first time I ever saw your face. And like the first time you ever granted me your gaze. I keep you in my secret place. And he doesn't have to know that that motherfucker would know from the way that you would glow, knowing that you got loving from the soul. I confess that you might like Yoni, like we got something for me. How we talk ecstasy, past memories, how you masturbating for me. Let me lick your fingers after you touched yourself. Let me sample what passion feels like. Real, like precipitation, the sensation of sitting close enough to smell you. Let that sweet scent stench my mind till you become motion and grind. I confess, I could tell when you talk. I could tell when you touch yourself. I could tell when you feel your warmth and love, that you feel safe, how the tone of your openness speaks to a discovery of your inner femininity, the access of your divinity and strength, the belief in yourself, the looseness, the viciousness, how you feel desires are complete with love, gates of the heart open beyond your expectations, removing the plateau that you were standing on. I confess, when you touch yourself, the thought of me, how these words kiss your soul, much like my mouth and supples your clit. The connection that keeps the ecstasy is lit, and we move in tandem like synchronized swimmers. The poetry is in our motion as a passive devotion that speaks of how we move into each other, this wetness and overflow. I can see the glistening goodness and how your tongue slips to the sides of your beautiful and desirous lips. Pleasure marionetting on the ticks of your face and me in the gleam of your eyes. The thought of me that calls you to release the taste that gives my horny peace.
sates me, satisfies, purifies the carnal congress. Press, stir. I confess our relations, relegated into beautiful and complete rest. I confess. And that's peace.
I see. I see you picking up right where you left off last night. I see. I see. Dope ink, brother, though. Dope ink. Can't argue with perfection. I really enjoyed this piece.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Why, son?
So this is someone you would like to have dinner with poetically, but you discuss all of the octaves that are consistent with the pleasure principles. Okay. Hey, what do I know? I'm just a young man in search of good poetry, but that was actually a really, really good piece.
Indeed.
That was actually a really, really good piece. And I'm thinking of a show that Ben and I are about to have that piece is going to come in handy. But what I'm afraid is we're going to need that piece, and then you're going to hit us with some real deep shit that we should have got on this joint. But here's the thing.
Are you saying that this wasn't a deep piece? Did I hear you say that, sir?
No. This was sexy. This was have a sip of some Zinfandel because I got something to tell you. Don't get dressed. Leave your heels
right.
on.
Right.
I'm going to even let you keep your bra on, but nothing else. I just need to talk to you while you're
sir,
in a
sir,
stage of undress.
Sir, I disagree. This was Honey Jack whiskey. That's what it was, sir. This is
yeah,
Honey
this
Jack.
This is Honey Jack whiskey. This is how
I am the color of Honey Jack whiskey. I am the color of Honey Jack.
Yep. You know, I can't say that because it sounds weird coming from a dude saying another dude looks like Honey Jack whiskey.
Yeah,
so I'm not
you
saying
fuck
that.
All this shit we talking.
I'm not saying that. I'm saying it is a dope piece. I'm not going to sit here and be like, oh, look at his shoulders. I'm just like, come on.
Listen, first of all, if you didn't look at my shoulders, you need to look at your own shoulders because that, goddamn, you come from the same genetic background. So ain't no shit that you could be talking about anything else. It actually makes sense. Two,
I'm just saying
the other point is, sir, right, the point is if I was going to have dinner with somebody, but I can't. So I have to confess this is how I feel, what it is, because I can't do what I need to do. So I said I can't have what I
gotcha.
Want. So I
got
to say what I want to do. That makes sense.
I take back my statement. Now I completely get it. And I actually I completely get it.
And you always know I'm gonna go off the beaten path because everybody's like, oh, you know, I'm gonna have dinner with this person or that person. I'm like, first of all, who wants to sit across from somebody, hear them smacking or doing some other stuff as well? I'd rather be sitting across from somebody I really wanna look at. I really want to say, I want to know what they smell. I want to know what their skin smells like. I want to know what they see like on the inside. I want to know these things. I want to have a connection with that particular person. That when I'm having
dinner.
I want
to know what turns you on. Oh, my bad. That was your sound.
I want to know what language are the tears that drop from your eyes. I'm like, okay.
Right.
All I'm saying to you is, Cuzzo, this is the way I say it, like literally, you know. I want to be able to have dinner with the person, and they're going to be dessert. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. I stand corrected, and I still love the piece, though. It's still sexy as fuck.
Well, thank you, sir. I'm trying to be like you. And that is you.
No, don't be like me, dog. You don't be like me. You have problems and situations,
no,
and complications.
No, because you're having a good time. Because you're basically telling me you should have been here. And I'm sitting here like, damn, I should have been there. You having a good time. You out in the Oasis, part of the desert. You got all the stuff. You got all the things going. Everybody out there. Everybody camel walking. I'm sitting here like, damn, look at all this fun and shit. Everybody having a great fucking time. Great time. And I'm just like, yeah, I wish I could be here. And I've been sick all this week and shit. And it's just like
we work hard, huh? And we play hard. That's all, bro.
That's what it's supposed to be.
We work hard and we play hard.
But son, the band in the park, really?
Yeah. That was the parade. That was the parade through the streets of St. Louis, and we had them young boys playing, and one of the nobles got out of line and started playing the drums, and I stood behind him and I was like, get it. It turned into a thing. It was kind of hot, man. It's kind of hot.
I didn't even know the funny thing was, I saw the garb, and I'm like, is that a noble playing a joint? And he was getting down. Ain't nothing better than you got that inspiration. But you know what? I digress. This is your show. Let me move on to the lounge.
Before you go, we can't just let you go just like that, bro. Not just like that. Because you got to let everybody know what's jumping off Tuesday night.
Oh, okay. Glad you asked. Oh, this Tuesday night, here on the 50 Ray Universal For Real Entertainment Network, we present to you War Council, and we are going to be talking about domestic violence from a man's perspective. We're going to have a couple of good topics that we've been talking about regarding to relationships and everything else that's going on. But more importantly, we have some special guest panelists. We have rousing conversations. If you've ever been to War Council, make sure to come, express your opinion. Let's figure out a way. Let's not just talk about what the problem is. Let's develop solutions. And more importantly, if anything, your view, your words are important. On the War Council, let's hash this out on the separated conversation, a super dope soundtrack, and big people. The vibe is always right. War Council, this Tuesday, 9 p.m., 8 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. West Coast, here on the 50 Ray Universe of the Real Entertainment Network. It goes off on Labor Day, man. Yeah.
All right, my brother. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Mojave. Catch him this Tuesday. One love, one mic, bro. Get over there on that dance floor, man. Stick around. Enjoy the rest of the show.
Absolutely. All right. Cuz, we'll have a good time. Get home safe.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Wow. Man, we're going to go from an Iron Man, J-Rob, to a Sir. None other than our good brother, Sir Lawrence. Blessing the mic. What's good with you, sir?
Oh, man, it's still good, man. You know, I got to come in and stir the pot with you guys, because I know y'all always got something brewing.
Oh, man.
Indeed we do, my man. Indeed we do.
Yeah, for real, though. But
everything's
been good.
Say again, sir.
No, I said everything's been good on my end. I'm not coming in clear.
Yes, you are. Now I can hear you.
Yeah, that's interesting that, you got these things, who to have dinner with. You know, it's interesting because I spent the night with Nikki Giovanni. I was at one of her sets. She did a few poem pieces, but she basically talked, emptied her mind, and it was a very interesting night. So since I've had that, my next choice would be Maya Angelou.
Got you.
And she has a quote, and I think it's very fitting. Words mean more than it's set on paper. It takes the human voice to infuse them with deeper meaning.
Man. That's pretty heavy.
Yeah, that's heavy duty right there.
Yeah, that's pretty heavy. I dig that. Absolutely. Van Miller, would you like to usher our brother to the floor?
Hey, man, absolutely, absolutely. For a minute there, man, I thought we was about to get scandalous. My man talking about he spent the night with Nikki Giovanni. I know everybody like, whoa, let me get closer. Let me turn the device. Whoa, whoa, whoa. What happened? Hey, man, did you get hacked today? I got a new friend request for you today, and I can decline that real quick.
I know
that wasn't you.
I know. And one of my nephews sent me a screenshot. And I think they have like a little pigeon or something, a little bird or something within my picture. And I told him, I said, well, no, that's not me. And so I posted a comment on my page saying I have not issued any new friend requests.
Okay. So. All right. All right. Yeah, I declined it, deleted and all that good stuff. So.
And what's interesting with that, you know, because I have other pages that's been hacked, and I can't do anything with them. So they're just sitting out there floating. You know, and as much rigmarole as they sent us in the screening of the words or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
It seems like they should do a better job with that hacking business now.
Yeah, but they won't.
It's all good.
But we want to get you on over to the mic, man, and we want to hear, man, what you got for us tonight. So if you're ready to have that dinner, bro, we're gonna get out the way and let you go ahead and get on down.
I'm gonna do this piece because I'm trying to memorize this piece. That's the second reason why I'm gonna do it. Okay. Oh, yeah, and also I need to mention I do not own the rights to this music. The fastidious feast of the feline. These pumas and cougars sat in one bunch. Their tail tips moved beckoningly. All eyes fully locked on the target. Man-eaters ready to feed. As they licked their paws, grooming their claws, to mask their salivation. The point they've all agreed, this licking and scratching and bumping up against trees can only do so much. Like going to the watering hole to drink when hungry, it's time to eat. True satisfaction involves this action. When you commit your attention, she will step out from the pack, letting her scent set the trap. She flicks her tail, but not too aggressively. Once your eyes move, she will strike the pose her body knows so well. The bait being presented as you keep following along. The first test, does she need rope or thin thread to pull you in? It's a constant calculation. She must have you thinking you are winning. Blood is not what will satisfy their taste. It's that carnal loving they crave. Feeling their bodies being handled while absorbing your strength. But the whole objective is to take that boiling hot nectar, sinking in their claws until you forget one doesn't work without the other. That's when you will overstand the bite of the CAT, carnal attraction trap. So if you do get bit, you will be just another kiss. Sir Lawrence.
Why, son?
Man, listen. You know I'm a fan of those drums. So when I'm hearing those, I'm in a different space. I zoned out as I hear you tell this soliloquy. This was absolutely awesome for me personally. For me personally, this was awesome. And I just dug where you took it. And while I don't hear them drums often, bro, you have to excuse me. I sat here with a smile on my face and closed my eyes and just zoned out as I listened to you spit this. This was awesome. This was absolutely awesome. Thank you. I know you said you don't have the rights to the music, but, bro, you got to share that beat with me, that channel one time, because I might have to write something to that. Woo! Yeah. Excuse me, but bro, you really touched me with this one.
Appreciate that, Jay.
Yes, sir. Van Middles, what say you, sir?
Hey, man. First of all, hearing this piece. First, it was an amazing piece. Let me say that I really enjoyed it. The drums are something special, and this piece and those drums kind of took me back to when I was watching A Different World, and the little tall dude, my man, would get up there and start doing his poetry with the music and the atmosphere, and it was just so smooth. And Sir Lawrence got a slick tongue, y'all. Don't let Sir Lawrence fool you. He got a really slick tongue now.
Hey, right on, man.
That's my brother, though, man. This was a dynamite piece, man. I really enjoyed this, man. I really enjoyed this.
All right, thanks very much, because you know, and it's so funny how that worked. I was just playing around one day, and I heard it, and I was like, you know what, that would go perfect with that piece. And there you go.
Listen, them drums are absolutely awesome. They picked this piece up and just like lifted it. And the piece just rolled on top of the drums. Oh my God, I could talk about this for a couple of hours. Excuse me, I just love what this did for me. I just love it.
All right, so Lawrence, my brother, we're gonna get you over to the Get Down Dance Floor, man, so that you can go ahead and do a two-step. Stick around, enjoy the rest of the show.
Dig that. Much love to you.
One love, one mic. Ladies and gentlemen, our good brother, Sir Lawrence. Man, that was an exquisite piece of poetry there, bro. And those drums. Drums is everything. Next up on the mic, ladies and gentlemen, we got our East Coast go-go brother, Mr. Automatic Charismatic. What's good with you, bro?
Oh, man, everything is wonderful.
Glad to
How
hear
y'all
you,
doing?
Glad to hear you. Doing good, man. How you doing?
Yep.
All is good.
Yeah, you know better, man. I'm chilling with my queen and everything.
That's awesome,
right
bro.
Right on.
Love
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
All is good,
and,
brother. Good to hear your voice, man.
Pray for us, man. We're about to be looking before some buyers of a house. Yeah, going back to truck driving. She going to work and the worst buy of a house. Cause I've been rent.
That's all right, bro.
Paying for rent for a house. And I'm on my own house now. want to step it up.
Absolutely.
That's exciting. Exciting, my good go-go brother.
So, yeah, I mean, I'm trying to write a book. Yeah, book out, you know, and bitch it work for myself.
Hey, listen, so one thing at a time, baby. You take your time and you make it happen, Captain, and press on to do what you got to do.
No doubt, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I'm like, listen.
Yeah, so, why, you know.
So your turn or my turn?
I believe it's my turn. So if you don't mind, my good brother. Mr. Automatic.
Yes.
Check this out, my good brother. Van Meadows and I are having conversations, and we would like to know from you. Who would you like to have dinner with, poetically speaking? And if you've got something, which I know you usually do because that's the kind of cat you are, we would, me and Van step away from the microphone, and would you please bless the audience with your material and get on down?
Okay, well, I you know what? One of my favorite poets is Langston Hughes. You know, the Harlem Renaissance. Yep.
Okay. I see that. Do your thing, brother.
I'm gonna call this freestyle. The final warning. It's time to take the stage. It's time for your mind to be invaded by the truth and the lies be separated from your form. I bring the storm you've been warned, and every day is this life. We need justice. A final warning for us not to be policed down and banged down and knocked down and thrown like trash, and not speak on the behalf of the ancestors, not be neglected, but be protected, not be rejected, but be selected as the originals. Don't you realize that the truth that I analyze ain't no ray of the compromise, but I empathize. You must speak like word to the wise, because everything in the truth is not even coming into a disguise. I'm coming. The final warning. While they're teaching in the plantation of this whole type of valuation, what I'm bringing to the destination is a whole type of elevation. No longer being the slaves in the graves, but we be like kings and queens among many scenes. If you can know what I mean, we step on the scene. We taking ours, reparations and more, what we came here for. The final warning to the government, give us what you owe. Let them know that we are a part of the growth, that they were summoned under our oath of our blackness, spreading love like madness for what we preach is what we practice. But we're not asking what we're demanding. We start challenging their minds, start challenging our minds, what we are taking back from the stripes of the ancestors' back. When everything, when we was up in the cotton fields, be under attack, slave master, the end of that chapter. Don't you know what the pieces that we are after, but they got the final warning, the final notice. We still focus. We ain't hopeless. Far from that, far from the sketch, but we bring the whole wreck. We like the master architect. We built this whole country. Don't you know it's so lovely? What we own, the originals, we are their parents, so it's transparent. Can't be careless. America should be embarrassed. How you treat us, how we feeding, how we proceeding. Yes, the slavery, and they try to do that. But with the Jim Crow laws, I take a pause. I punish these laws. I take the cause. You see, it's all for all when we stand tall and we're ready to install that reparation mind thinking and what we start bringing. The final warning. the final warning. This note is about to go off. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. America, you don't want to get to one. It's getting to one. It's the or else. So think about it. Pay your debt or one will be done. Miss Automatic Charismatic Deliverable Inch. 10 kids in the morning if I've been dry.
All right. All right. I love me a good freestyle, and I like how I like the direction that you took this. I was trying to say something different. I'm sorry. I apologize. But I like the direction that you took this. But on a freestyle, warn America exactly from whence they came and let them know either get right or get dealt with. I dig what you did with this.
Yeah.
I really dig what you did with this. Get right or get dealt with.
Yes.
That's what
you hit the nail in the coffin, man. Yes.
What do you think, Van Meadows?
Hey, man, I agree, man. You know, this is in Mr. Automatic's Charismatic's wheelhouse, man, with this kind of piece and his freestyle. Some things you miss, you got to go back, listen to the archive to hear some of it, you know, back again. But I agree, man. This is a dynamite piece, man. You came through and you brought it, just like we expected you to, without any questions. So, because it's a freestyle, it's your art, bro, and we can dig it.
Would it say, J-Rap?
Can you dig it?
I got a question. On my book, right, I think I asked somebody, I said, if I gave you a word, life, and I ask you to break it down 10 times for $10, could you do it? 10 ways to break it down. Could you do it?
Mm-hmm.
And if I told you that I could break the word life in 140 ways, they say you're crazy, Larry. You are Miss Automatic Charismatic. You don't know the name. The name in my whole performance is Mr. Automatic Charismatic. Means something to me. Now take that to the graveyard. If I said break life down in 10 ways, I create my own graphs, my own codes, my own arithmetic. So, you know, the thing that I want to teach people to do, instead of forcing something to study for, it's to break down information like enzymes. Like if you're chewing your food correctly, all that, it's broken down, going down your esophagus, going down your digestive system. That's the way I want people to break information down. And that's why I'm writing
right,
the book called Formula
913. Go ahead and put that on the event page, man, because people need to know about that kind of stuff, man. Put it on the event page, you know, give people more information. But in the meantime, we're going to get you on over to the Get Down dance floor so you can go with that.
Go-go band? Do you got rare asses out there? Can you play some rare asses for me? And that, put some rare asses there. I'm asking J-Rob.
I got you covered, baby. I got you covered.
Y'all cool with me, yeah. Yo. I like y'all, man.
Absolutely, good brother.
You already know. We got you, bro.
Now get on over there to that dance floor, bro.
I'm going to do happy feet, man.
Hey, get it on. Get it in. One love, one mic, bro. All
right, one love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Automatic Charismatic coming through doing his thing, man. We ready to keep this party going, Jay? We ready to keep it going, man?
Indeed, indeed, indeed. Come on now, who we got?
All right, coming up to the mic next is our good brother, Complicated Passions. What's good with you, broski?
What's up? I'm going to have to change my number. I see that ready? It's supposed to be a surprise.
You're not supposed to know it's me until I speak. What's up with that? How y'all doing today?
Doing good, man. How you doing, man? You doing all right, brother?
Tonight's a good night, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Tonight's a fantastic night, man. Thank you for blessing us with your presence.
Oh, no. Yeah. Well, you know, thank you guys for keeping providing the platform so people can share and grow and learn. You know, so that's the most important thing right there.
Yes, sir. Appreciate
you. That's what we do. Man. I am blown away.
Nice.
I'm trying to be incognito. Okay.
Now
I'm going to get y'all next time.
Once Van Middle's got you locked in, you locked in, bro.
Yeah, that's it. That's it.
That's cool. That's cool. Well, you know, you can reach out to me, and my permission, you can take my number down, and then you want to hit me up in the back channel, you know, and let me know if you want to reach out to me, and it's cool.
I you got know. You, bros.
Yeah.
Always, man.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. All right. So,
Van Middle, it's your turn, man.
It's on me, man? All right.
Yes, sir.
My brother,
yes,
complicated passion.
Yes,
tonight, brother, tonight, man, we're talking about poetically, man, who would you like to have dinner with, man? And we've been hearing some dynamite stuff tonight, man. So I'm sure we won't hear anything different but magnificence and dynamite from you as well. So, good brother, who is it?
You. Well, I would tell you that because I slept with poetry last night, but I'm going to have dinner with today.
My man. Ooh. Yeah.
Okay. Well, Lottie Dottie.
That's it.
Yeah,
bro.
That's it. That's it. You there. We came to party for sure. Yeah. Yeah. So no, I mean there are a lot of artists out there. I couldn't even, you know, there are moments that I could just listen to some of the dope poets that are you know, from the past who are not here with us. And I can just imagine, you know, I tell people in my writings, they ask me to write in different forms, and I said I'm not writing dead poetry. So my poetry for me is my flow. So that's who I would be with, you know, and I'm doing that right now because this is the piece that I put together for my show that I'm doing in Vegas later this month. And I'm waiting to get the music, the rights to use the music, or I'm making my own music for this piece. And I don't know which one's going to come first, but I am doing an audio project, both with music and without music, because my voice is the music. So I'm an instrument all by myself.
So
I'm going to play a little music in the background. It's not my music. I don't own the rights to it, but I love the music, and it sets the pace for this particular poem that I'm going to share.
All right, good brother.
So
well, let us go ahead and get out of the way, and you go ahead and get on down, bro.
All right, check it out. We all flow differently. Some of us flow rhymes. They call it therapy. I took out my pen like she asked me. She said, write into me and make it nasty. Now she knows I would read her. It feels good discovering myself. To sleep with poetry, I caress her surrender like a dream, you see. It's been a while since I've tasted beautiful, arousing earth tones. She be black coffee in my morning. Her essence flows through me. I tell her she's that preview to my pain. We love hard. Have you ever felt black rain? I found myself addicted.
She labeled this pen deadly after writing my submission. She said my words got waves. I wanted her to know what a real man would do, tasting her, pleasing her and her beauty. She became my music flowing through me, showing her how a real man comes through. As complicated as it may seem, I have now become her dream, making our love a thing. Again, I am complicated passion on the get down. Poem.
Yeah. Wise son.
Listen, for the record, bro, bad man. You're definitely a bad man. And you a problem when it comes to putting a pen and paper together and making them in unison together. I like you when you do this type of poetry. And you got the audacity to include me and my brother in your poetry. You're the bad boy for no reason. You're the bad
you know, when
boy
I come
for
to
no
this show, No, when I come to this show, I am honored to be here. You know, it's like I've missed years of being on this show, performing to this audience with these hosts. So when I have time, if I'm not doing poetry on a Thursday night or working at what I do, then I'm going to try to show up to this show.
That really means a lot to us, bro. And we truly are blessed and appreciate you doing that for us. So thank you.
Like, thank
for real.
You.
Van Metals, what say you,
indeed,
sir?
Hey,
all right.
Listen. Your cadence in this piece was everything, bro. I love the music track in the background, Forever Be Healed. And you were right. That music suits that piece magnificently. And, bro, yeah, you, I've been following you for a long time, bro. And I've been a fan for a while. And I really appreciate you coming through, man, and just sharing yourself with us in this way. And, you know, I wish you much success on what you got going on your shows, brother. If you have it near and I'm close to going to see one, I'm coming to see it for sure. Because you're dynamite, bro.
Okay, so I'm definitely on tour. This is the light part of it because I'm going to end it before the midterm, before I go back out. But I am in Vegas next weekend, and I'm in Albuquerque, and then back to those two places again because they like me. So that's why I'm going back. And then I'm going to Houston in October, and I'm in Dallas. In October, that's between the 25th and the 29th. And then in November, I am in Atlanta being hosted by Sir Lawrence. We're going to blaze it for 6 nights in a row in Atlanta. And then I'll be back out on the road again to Nashville, Tennessee, and the DMV and New York and maybe a few other places.
Okay. Atlanta's like 2.5 hours from me. So, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be in Atlanta in November, and it's going to be fire.
Oh,
hey, brother,
yeah.
When you make it to New York, let a man know. Let a brother come out and support you.
Absolutely. Yeah, I haven't been to New York. The last time I was there was, I think it was 2018. Yeah, but I was on Staten Island, though. I'm looking forward to coming back out to do all those other boroughs that I didn't do, like Brooklyn and all those other places that I didn't do the last time. Absolutely.
Right on.
Okay. Well, thank you, gentlemen, for having me.
Man, thank you. Thank you for being with us. Nah, I was going to say thank you for being with us, man, but go ahead. Let me let you finish closing, bro.
I would invite everyone to play this over because the Get Down is what it says. It's the Get Down show, and these two hosts are doing their thing. So I got you. And the next time I'm on, hey, I may have that incorporated into my poem. I think it's going to be dope.
Yes, sir.
I salute you, King. I truly salute you.
Indeed.
All right. All right, now. Peace, my brother.
Peace, brother. One love, one
light. King.
Ladies and gentlemen, on his way to the Get Down Dance Floor, our good brother, Complicated Passions. Man, that brother's fire, bro. Brother's fire.
I totally agree.
All right, we're going to keep this party going. We're going to move on over to our brother. Oh, man, I don't think I said this name in a minute. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the mic, he got Small House of Poetry. Ladies and gentlemen, we got Just Jay on the mic. What's good with you, bro?
Man, everything is going good, man. It's really good to hear y'all on here going tonight, man.
What's happening, Jay? Good to hear from you, man.
Good to hear you, bro.
You too, brother. You too. I'm trying to hook up my telephone so I don't lose power. As usual. Man, I've been loving the show, man. I've been loving the poetry, man. I've been loving hearing the voices, man. I've been loving how y'all been sending everybody out, man. It's been great.
Oh, man. Thank you, good brother.
Listen,
we appreciate you, man.
It's something that we just have to make sure that we just do. And it's a good look, making sure that poets look out for poets and poets support poets, because we're a small clique. We're all we got.
That's it, man. I thought people would appreciate poetry more than they do, but I don't think people really understand what they should be hearing. You know, I think it's going to catch up because we're starting to not care about that, and pretty soon they're going to start looking over here.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, bro.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So, Vin, is it you or me?
It's all you, brother. It's all you, brother.
Just Jay.
Yes, sir.
Bro, it is an honor and a privilege for me to ask this of you because of the kind of poet that you are. So if there is any poet that you would love to have dinner with, poetically speaking, please do me a man a favor as we step away from the microphone. Express that thought to us and get on down.
I would like to have that dinner with Liquid Legacies, lodged within the quandary of entangled tentacles, words deep from within recesses, rarely spoken, aroused from their slumber to speak their meaning, to be spat and said anew. But like the wind through winter trees, there's very little to hold on to. So the thought flies away into the emptiness of obscurity, becoming smaller and smaller till blurry, once again forgotten. Like the joy of a baby, having been laid on fresh linen cottons, leaving only the warm echoes of mother's love, memories stored in the heart. Words can carry the thought of a consciousness across a continent in the blink of an eye, to the shores of a beach of black sand, and its sun blazed orange, like a tiger perched at his favorite hunting hiding spot, poised to leap from the virtues of these verses with the purpose of a fortress, reaching for life to breach the surface, releasing depleted breath, only for the words to be sprayed away into a sea of consonants and vowels, to drop to the fathoms of abyssal depths, waiting for the day to be uttered again in all their richness and decadence, or in minuscule or frailness. When spittle is spat like silken webs, gathering words in his basket of goodies to be consumed, becoming one of a multitude of similar memories, a faded dream, boxed tightly, unlabeled, and tough into the attic, waiting like the hump of a dromedary, ever adding when it is needed, after being consumed and disposed as refuse. Words have the power to add color to a small but beautiful flower that bravely stares into the rays of the sun, glinting a cold on its petals for lovers and pollinators to be drawn to and enjoy. Until its season is done, when the winter winds come, now these same words speak of stillness, solitude, grave seriousness, and struggle. And when the first blooms appear, even these words I say today will be forgotten, leaving a liquid legacy. Born.
You know, just say,
that's kind of dope. I like that. Kind
yeah.
Of
yeah.
Because when I hear liquid legacy, I'm thinking of liquid brain matter.
Mm-hmm.
The stuff that you just can't get rid of, that you must keep, because liquid brain matter is essential for our thinking process and our creativity as poets.
Mm.
I'm digging this piece.
Appreciate that.
I dig the cadence with this because this is a nice, controlled passion of poetry. So I'm liking this, bro. Thank you for this.
Appreciate you, brother.
Van Metal, let's say you.
Just Jay. Bro.
Yeah, bro.
This got to be one of the longest pieces that I've heard you do. And I'm happy. I'm happy. Because you're stretching yourself beyond your normal realm of writing to create magnificent art. You know, because usually you do a few lines and you give it to us something real quick. But I was digging this piece. It sounded like a narrated story, but I knew it was poetry. And, bro, coming from you, man, the elevation of how you've grown. Bro, this is a fire piece. Fire piece.
Man, that's huge, man. I started right here, man, getting the fundamentals with y'all and the politics and everything else to go along with it, man. So when I started doing what I was doing, I was already familiar with the way different systems work and how to be community within them systems, and the system starts to work for you.
Appreciate you, bro. Fire peace, man. Fire peace. Amen. Before we send you over to the Get Down Dance Floor, amen, you got some things that you're doing, man. Can you let everybody know what you're doing, man?
Saturday, 2 Central, we have the kitchen. It's just speed rounds of poetry, back to back to back, you know, rapid fire. It causes a wave in the room. And we load people back in real fast so that we can ride off that same momentum. Them rooms get out of control as far as, like, the poise of the poetry. Even people who just started with poetry, once they get into one of those ciphers like that, they poetry jump up some levels. That's the kitchen. That's on our clubhouse at 2 Central. 2 Eastern, 1 Central.
Nice.
Okay.
Nice. I love it, man.
Okay, I dig that.
I love it.
Yo, tag a brother, man, so I can, like, come through and support you, man.
I appreciate it, man. Man, y'all will be rock stars.
Yeah, man.
I should live to be so lucky. But definitely tag me through, bro. I'll come through and support
yes,
you
sir.
For real, for
yes,
real.
Yes, sir. And you said
y'all would be
Saturday.
Rock stars.
Saturday's at what time?
At 2 Eastern, and then we have another room at 6 Central. That's the living room when we sit down and break down poetry. It's a slow room. It goes for about 2 hours, and then it's done.
Okay. All right.
All right. Yeah, tag me in, man. I want to come through and support, please.
Yes, sir. I appreciate y'all, man. Hey, man, love Epiphany, man. Epiphany has done so much, so many people, man. It's just ridiculous, man. Y'all, when I called in, I was thinking about that. I was thinking about, like, legacy and stuff like that. And this was the piece right here. I said, I need to do this piece right here.
All right.
Hey, it's a piece,
that's what's
man.
Up.
I appreciate you, brother.
All that's right. What's up. Thank you.
All right, brother. We're going to get you over to the Get Down dance floor, man. There's a whole gang of people out there just tearing up the dance floor. And me and J-Rap, we're going to get out there in a little bit, man. But you go over there and hold it down for us until we get there, man. You got us?
About to hit that I-cheese.
Appreciate you, brother. One love, one mic, ladies and gentlemen. Our good brother, Just J, going to the dance floor. Man, that brother came through with some fire, man. Man.
Yeah, he did.
Came through with some fire. Yo, we got, man, we got our brother, Jay. We got our brother. We got our good
Talking.
Brother, Jay Walk, coming through. What's good with you, bro?
Oh, man, just life. What's good, family?
Doing good, man.
Peace
doing
and blessings
good.
To you, good brother.
Hey, man, you know, every breath is a blessing, man. You know, when you think about it, the next one ain't promised to us. So
yes, sir.
Come on now.
Yes, sir.
You know, so.
Hey.
Come on now.
I'm here. I'm here to support my brothers. That's why I'm here.
Hey, J-Rod. You know what this brother did, bro? This
Talk
brother
me.
Came through last night on the Erotic Love Zone and shut it down. I mean, shut it down. Bro. He came through with that fire, bro.
Hey, you know, it's easy to add flames to a fire, man, but it's hard to get it started, man. So it was started before I walked in, you know what I mean? So, you know.
My man.
Wow.
Hey, you see the way he did that, man? So cool, so calm, my man.
that's the essence of being smooth,
bro. Right? Smooth.
Hey, man, I'm just getting in where I fit in this poetry life, man. Like I said, I look up to you brothers, man. I'm inspired by you brothers, man. Everybody that comes through, man, everybody that's in these poetry groups, man, I'm inspired by you guys, man, and ladies. I give everybody, man, that puts words on paper, man, I give them their roses, man, because,
sure.
You know, it's a lost, I won't say it's a lost art. It's just not easy to find. You know what I mean? You know, when you really think
yeah.
about it. Everybody's not going to, you know, like the, you know, a couple of poets ahead of me, he said, I mean, you know, a lot of people not going to get this. A lot of people not going to get these metaphors, you know. And then sometimes you got to stay true to yourself and not dumb it down just because they won't get it. But my people will get this.
That's right. That's right. You are absolutely correct, bro. You are absolutely correct.
Yeah. I find
you still
myself
gotta
sometimes
give it
like, some. You know, sometimes I find myself like, man, this is going to go over somebody's head. And I take something out and I say, you know what? Fuck it. These are my words. Let's put it back in. If they can't get it, then it wasn't meant for them. It's meant for the people
right.
that get it.
Yes, sir. That part.
You know, like I said, I read some of y'all guys' pieces, man, and I listen to you guys spit, and I'll be like, damn, I wish I had said that. You know?
Please do not think that don't happen over here when we listen to you.
For real, man. For real.
You know, for real.
I
sit back and I'm like, man, how did J-Rod, how did Van come up with those – with those metaphors, how did they put that? You know what I mean? You know, when you really write a piece, man, it's almost like a puzzle. And the only person that can put that puzzle together is you. when it comes to that particular poem. So, you know, I sit back and I'm like, God damn it, Tay Rodman did this shit again. I'm just going to put everything down. I don't even want to talk no more.
Right.
You know what's funny? I recently told someone, when it comes to this poetry thing, I'm like, y'all listening to the, when we spit it, that's the end result. Yeah. Y'all don't hear the stuff that happens in between that. Y'all don't crumpling of the paper and saying, nah, that don't work, the scribbling or the deleting of the text. So you don't hear when a poet is spitting it and the cadence just ain't working for him and he got to rework the poem. Y'all don't hear that. Y'all hearing the end result when they're comfortable with the piece, or they're spitting it for the seventh time and they're still not comfortable with it, but they're making it work so that the audience can get it. Y'all not getting that.
Yeah, you said so.
There's a lot that goes into this.
You said something real important. When you said you spitting it for the seventh time and you're still not comfortable, think about what you just said. You know what? Name one piece. One piece. And I'm talking to both of you brothers. And matter of fact, I'm talking to people on the dance floor. Anybody listening, name one piece that you've written that you've been comfortable with. We ain't never comfortable. Never.
Never.
Always working.
Never.
We spit it, but we ain't comfortable with it.
And then,
you know, and that's
there are times the audience loves a piece that you wrote so much that they want to hear it. And you still give it a little extra zhuzh because you're like, yo, I think it sounds better if I hit it with this.
Absolutely. I still go back to pieces that I wrote years ago. I'm like, this is not finished. You know, even though I put my signature at the end of it, anything I write is still unfinished work.
Yep.
Yeah, man. Look, it's not easy doing this. And as I told the lady who hired me, I said, sweetheart, you're not paying for the poetry that I might deliver. You're paying for the years it took me to get to the point that I could write like this.
Yes, sir.
You paying for the experience.
Yes, sir. That's all it is.
You know?
But. Like you say, she didn't see all the crumpling of the papers. She didn't see all the ones that you threw away. You know, all the things that you've written and you erased. You know what I mean? They don't see that. They don't see the pieces that still. I tell you what, we probably got more pieces sitting idle than we got completed.
You're right. You're right.
I got more unfinished work than I got stuff that's finished.
Man.
Take it down.
Because our thought process goes in so many different directions.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. You start something and it ends up being something totally different than what you thought you was going to put down.
Yeah, man. So, listen, I
haven't
talked enough.
Go ahead,
man. Do your thing.
Well, bro, we've been talking about would you want to have dinner with poetically. So me and J-Rob are going to get out the way, let you go ahead and get on down.
Appreciate it. So I'm sitting down at the Kit Kat Club, you know, Ray's Boom Boom Room, and Thelonious Monk sets the mood. We sway back and forth to his groove. Holding you is like Coltrane with a saxophone. Monsters Ball, Halle Berry, nah. Make me feel good, Nina Simone. Head on my chest, listening to my heartbeat. Trumpeter, it's like a tune from Dizzy Gillespie or Charlie Parker. Baby, come on. now you're in my arms like the horn of Louis Armstrong. The music in our ears is in deep discussion with Elvin Jones and Tony Williams on the percussions. Step to step, Max Roach with the beat of the drums. Is that Ella Fitzgerald or Billie Holiday out here in your arms? Sonny Rollins and Arnett Coleman. This smooth jazz love got you tapping your toes. Only the rhythm knows where we're going. From Wynton Marsalis to Taylor Rowe Morton and Bud Powell and Dexter Gordon, Billy Eckstein and Freddie Hubbard, Horace Silver and Billy Bowden. Count Basie is taking us places. Euphoria is the only look on our faces. God damn, Charlie Mingus got the bass moaning with additional vocals provided by Al Jarreau, Ma Rainey, Bessie Smith, and a background wailing. We holding each other in the wee hours of the morning, courtesy of Miles Davis. That's my piece.
Yo. Wise son, go ahead, bro.
See, Jay, you know your brother. You know how much of a jazz fan I am. So you give me that Billy Eckstein on stage with Thelonious Monk, tooting that real pretty horn of John Coltrane, while Miles is off in the background spitting on that trumpet and making it all blend into a beautiful merge, a cacophony of complementary musical addictions, brother. It's nothing but a toting miracle of music with poetry on top of the overlay.
Yes,
I'm
sir.
A jazz hand, and I love what this piece does for jazz. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to send you something back channel that I think you want to dig that merges jazz and spoken word.
Okay.
And
that was the point of the piece. If you are a fan of jazz, you are a fan of the movie Love Jones. They go hand in hand. So, you know, when you say who would you sit down with poetically for dinner, man, I'm sitting down with all these great musicians as I'm writing. They're my inspiration to the pieces poetry that I'm writing. My tribute to Langston Hughes and Maya Angelou. These guys are my inspiration. They're pushing the words out.
Yeah, for sure. You know, Love Jones is my favorite movie of all time. It's the reason why I published my first book, one of the reasons why. And, you know, I just love that movie through and through, especially my man when he come out there and he like, say, baby, can I be your slave? I got to admit, girl,
yeah.
I'm digging you like a grave. Who am I? Man, don't get me started, bro. Don't get me started.
Yo, someday I'm going to send y'all the original version of that the guy who wrote it did. It's a hell of a lot deeper than
that. It's a lot deeper than that. Yeah. I've seen it. It's a lot deeper than that. Fire. But,
oh, my God,
you know,
yes.
Yeah. J-Rob, you remember the Love Jones show theme that we did, bro? Remember that show? Man.
Yes, indeed.
That was last year, bro. We did a Love Jones theme. And
hey, man, y'all gotta bring that thing full circle, man. I missed that one. Y'all gotta do it again.
Hey, man.
That's coming.
That's nothing. We definitely gonna do that one again.
Yeah,
we definitely
going to
do that. That's my vibe, man. That's that's the scenery I want to have, man. When I step out on stage, man, I just want to step out like that, you know, dude.
Right,
man.
Right.
Just let it loose.
Yeah.
Listen,
yeah.
I'm supposed to be performing in Maryland come Labor Day. I hope I can do it because it came short notice. And they have a jazz band. Jazz band performing. I said, "Do you have somebody playing saxophone or trumpet?" So we got sax. I was like, "Cool. Give me that dude, and I'm gonna create this scenario off the top of my head, and I just hope it works." So let's see what it is. And it's a paid gig, so you know I gotta go.
For
yes,
sure.
Sir.
I might be up there
yes,
that
sir.
Weekend too. I might be up there that weekend too, Jay.
Let a brother know.
Yeah, I might be up there that weekend.
Let a brother know.
Yeah.
Man, hey, do your thing, man. You know I'm always rooting for you.
Absolutely.
Big bro.
We got to, bro. We got to. We all win.
When
one of us win,
we
all win.
All we got.
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to write some new joints that I want the brothers in my circle to be like, yeah, extend that. Write that. Or join in on the cipher and just continue it. So that one day we can make a recording, and I got the beginning, Jay Walker got the middle, Van got the tail end, David Mock got the tail end of that, Mojave brings it up in the rear, and Sir Lawrence does another piece on top of it, and Mojave, you know, it's just an extended piece of brothers saying what it is.
Yeah, man.
You know what? You know what? I think you should, man, hey, give us a subject, man. Give us a title. And just let us,
yo, when I get back from St. Louis, it's going to happen.
Yes, sir. Can't wait.
I think, man, it's certain things, man, the world has to have. The world has to have,
mm-hmm.
man. The world needs a lot of strong black men representing who articulates well, who is not about mumbling or pins hanging, man. You need grown men that ain't afraid to throw a suit and tie on, or you know
absolutely.
What I mean, just to
absolutely
or to sweet talk the princes, man. We ain't, you know, we looking for we talking to queens. We ain't talking to bad bitches and hoes. You know what I mean? So
nah,
we need
that's
to,
right.
you know, nah. So the world actually. The world needs that. The world needs that that piece from just strong men of distinction. You understand what I'm saying?
There it is.
Bruh.
It is.
This topic touches on so much because I got something planned for y'all in the poetry community. Like, there's a T-shirt line called A Deeper Shade of Soul that's coming. And one of my shirts says, "Dear black people, you never been niggas."
Mm-hmm.
Another one says, "You want to know what poetry tastes like? Kiss a black woman."
Mm.
Hey.
Yes, sir. Ooh,
another
God.
One
yes,
says,
sir.
"Dear black men, go back to taking care of black women."
Mm.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm with you on that one. I'm a sign me up all of them.
Positive affirmations
nah,
across the board.
I, you know what? I thought about it. I said, sign me up for all of them, but then I know how you write. So, nah, sign me up for some of them.
So, wait. But I'm going to send, yo, once something comes through, I intend to send you guys one or two shirts to help promote this, poetically speaking, because something a lady said to me here at the convention, she said, when you do your shirt, take a line from one of your poets that you really did. Put one of his phrases on the back of your shirt when it comes to poetry.
Yeah.
That'll
work. That'll work.
Oh, yeah. You know what, man? We all should do that. We all should do that, man. We all should be supporting each other. We all should be, you know, like you said, supporting each other. Man, I
yes, sir.
I am not above wearing a quote from one of you brothers on my T-shirt. I am not above that. So, hey, I am down.
Absolutely.
I got
yes, sir.
I will
yes, sir.
Support.
Yes, sir.
I'll tell you, this is what's coming. The color scheme that we're working with is burgundy and gold, orange, blue, and white, because I'm a New Yorker. But burgundy and gold are my high school colors, and I just think sometimes when it's put together the right way, it looks kind of dope. And even when you put blue and yellow together, if I quoted Jay Walker on the back of my shirt, but on the front of the shirt, it says poetry is the CNN of the community, and then you see his piece on the back, they're like, yo. And his Instagram joint, they're like, oh, I can find you there? Or his Instagram QR code, yeah, scan that and see my man Jay Walker. Scan that and see Van Meadows. Scan that and
see
Jay Robert Watson.
Oh, yeah. I can dig that.
We can dig it, bro.
This was a good week, and I want to share with my brothers the right way.
Absolutely.
Hey, so, like I said, I'm with you 100%, man. You need me, call me. I'm there.
This is what's coming. And I'm happy to be able to say, yo, my brothers, I got to have y'all.
You already know, man. I'm down for the cause already. You already know.
Hey, man. I'm there. I'm with you. I'm riding with you. I don't know how deep we're in the car, but I'm in there.
I know that's right.
Hey, however it goes down, baby, let it go down and let us be right. So I'm hyped. I always get hyped talking to Jay. We got work to do. You know, I'm just amped. So don't mind me, brother. I'm just in a nice space. This was a great week to get refocused and to get away from some of the drama that's around. And we're like, you know what? It's time to get right and it's time to get better.
Yes, sir.
Hey.
You know?
Yes, sir.
I saw some stuff. And we'll talk back channel. But yo, Jay,
yes, sir.
Awesome piece, bruh. Take a listen to what
appreciate
I sent you and let me know what you think.
Ben, I'm about to jump on it right now.
My man. Now you got to get over there on that dance floor, brother. Show them the moves, man. And hold it down for us, because we'll be out there shortly.
Hey, man, y'all come on, because, you know, I'm old school Ice Cube, man. I don't dance a shake my butt. I leave that to the brothers with the funny haircuts.
My man. All right, bro. One love, one mic. All right,
man, y'all be easy. One love, one mic.
Be easy, King.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's our brother, Jay Walk. Oh, man, fire. Let me give the Epiphany lineup for the rest of the week and then back into next week. Join us tomorrow night for Iron Sharpens Irons with Anonymity. Poetic Therapy on Saturday night with La Pearl and Negra. Sunday night, y'all, the Inspiration Factory with Divine Inspiration, Paul Sampson, yours truly, Poetic. Monday night is King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night is War Council with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night, the Erotic Love Zone is VIP and La Pearl, La Negra. And then next Thursday night, we'll be right back in here for another edition of the Get Down with J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Man, we'll give it to you, J. Rob. Last words, my brother. We're going to start with you tonight, bro, as always.
Hey, first and foremost, man, I love you, bro. It's been a dope ride this week. Being out here has definitely given me some perspective. I'm a little re-energized. I got some things to work on to get better, but I want to say thank you for always being the voice of reason and for always being that shoulder to lean on and for always being that hand on my shoulder to say, hey, I got you. Because as black men, we don't have a lot of brothers in our circle or a lot of brothers in our lives who would do that for us just because it's the right thing to do from one brother to another. And I wouldn't have it any other way, and I'm lucky, bro. Tonight's show was awesome. It was absolutely awesome. I have no regrets on holding this together while I'm out here with the Shriners, man. This has been just a great week, and I want to just say thank you to the listeners and to the callers for being a part of the Get Down tonight. Peace and blessings, and I can't wait to talk to you all back channel on Facebook, on Instagram. And again, I look forward to doing this again next week with my brother Van Meadows. Salute to you, King.
Hey, man, salute to you right back, my brother. But first and foremost, man, I love you too, man. Ain't nothing you can do about it. You can't change it. You can't erase it. I don't care how upset you make me. I'm still going to love you. And we're going to hug it out like brothers should. And, hey, man, you be careful out there getting back. We need you back here. We know you have work to do there, but we need you back here. So be safe getting back. You know, they can have you for a little while longer, man, but, you know, we gotta reclaim you.
Absolutely.
To the Epiphany family, the callers, the listeners, the hosts, man, you are some amazing individuals. You are some amazing poets, just some phenomenal people. And don't you ever let anybody burn out your creativity, put out your fire. You keep going. You keep writing. You keep scribing. You keep being the voice of reason for your communities, for your neighborhoods, for your households. Because some people don't have a voice like you have to be able to spit what you spit, to create what you create. And we need you. We don't take your time for granted when you come on any Epiphany show. We want to hear you. We want to hear you spit. We want to hear your thoughts. We want to allow you to be you. So you keep doing that, and we'll be right here for you. Because I will say it until we blew in the face. Without you, there is no Epiphany Radio. So we're going to be here as long as you're here. Tomorrow night should be a dynamite show. Just make sure y'all tune in to our CEO, the one who makes this all possible, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Hey, man, we love you too, man. We salute you. You know, we want to be what you have inspired us to be, and that's Epiphany Poets and Hosts, to make sure that we're bringing forth your vision. So if y'all know Arthur Larry Maddox, hit him up in his inbox. Just say thank you. Thank you goes a long way. Well, better yet, support that business. Get you some raw links. He got this new Wakanda one he working on, y'all, and I tell y'all right now, y'all going to have y'all's before November get here, before Black Panther 2 hit the theaters, because that thing is fire. Hey, man, but look, we're not going to talk anymore. We have got to get out there to that Get Down dance floor. We have got to get out there and do the huckabuck. We're going to get out there and have some fun and enjoying y'all. Man, listen, we on our way. We'll see y'all tomorrow night.
Yeah, man. Indeed.
One love, one mic. Remember to take your socks off. Baby, baby. Peace.
Peace, y'all.